Okay, thank you. We submitted a petition as a group of about 32 civil society organizations, and our concern is majorly about the harassment that citizens suffer from the way the traffic police tries to implement the order to change driving licenses. Most of the people have valid driving licenses. Some of them acquired these driving licenses just a month ago. So it is like you go again to the traffic police and pay money and get a new, completely new driving license. So the first concern is that they should not harass drivers the way they try to enforce this order. Secondly, people who have valid driving licenses, which are given by the government, should be allowed to use them until they expire. These driving licenses expire every day. And when people go to renew, the government should take these old ones and provide them the new ones so they pay for the new ones. So they should not be charged double for driving licenses. You pay twice for a driving license in a year.
Okay. Now, what do you intend to achieve as civil society with this petition?
The petition is meant to stop this harassment of the civil population, I mean the drivers, as they move on the roads, and then to change this situation of giving new driving licenses when people still have valid driving licenses. That those who have valid driving licenses should use them until these licenses expire. So these issues of the traffic police taking away valid driving licenses and going away with them and not giving them back to the owners, leaving them without driving licenses, and even no contact and names of these traffic police, making it difficult for people to get their driving licenses back and even to go and renew them. Because if you need a new one, you should present the old one. Now this one is taken away by a traffic police whose name you do not know. He hasn't given you his contact. He just picks it and goes away with it, and you can't force him to give it back to you. So it's a challenging situation. So we want these things to change. Orders should be enforced in a manner that does not cause a lot of disappointment to the civil population.
And you, as civil society, how much has this affected? I mean, how much has this affected the ordinary operation of the civilians in the country?
Well, first of all, people going for work are stopped. Some people ordinarily run about their businesses. They are disrupted. Their work is disrupted, they are stopped, and then their licenses are taken away, and they go through really difficult situations. But also, there are illegal charges which are just levied on people when they drive. The drivers are made to pay, and sometimes you pay, they don't give you receipts, or they charge you, and the amount they put on the receipt does not correspond with what you pay them. You pay a lot of money, 500, 600, 700 or so pounds, and then the receipt reflects something like 60 pounds. So these are challenging situations. And when drivers are charged, especially those who, for example, carry water to the residential areas, they then charge citizens, you know, they then charge the consumers extra money on the water. So you find that people now, costs go up just because of these charges. Prices of different goods go up because of these illegal charges on the drivers. So these things need to stop.
Yeah, in event where Parliament has not acted on your petition, what else? This is the question I asked earlier.
Well, it will increase frustration of the people towards the Parliament, unfortunately, if they do not act on this. And we will again discuss, we will reconvene and discuss on the next course of action as the civil society. And of course, we will still meet the relevant authorities to be able to address this, but we hope the Parliament will act on this.
So on your petition, you also cited something about the unconstitutionality of the order itself that has caused this to happen. Can you shed more light about this?
Well, you know, when the Constitution is the mother of all laws in our country, even if the peace agreement is above the Constitution by its terms, but we know that the Constitution is above all our national laws. And if you want to introduce anything, it must be in conformity with the provisions of the Constitution. And if it is not, then you either suspend it or you amend the Constitution. So this order that has been issued contravenes the provision of the Constitution. The Constitution mandates the government, state-level governments, to be able to issue, for example, number plates and all this. This provision has not been amended, but then they have been stopped on doing that. So, first of all, it makes it even difficult for people who are in the States to get number plates. My vehicle was registered in Yambio, for example. I sent the documents to Yambio for renewal last year, and it took me 3 months. The renewal could not be done because those people would come to Juba for number plates. They would not get number plates. So I had to carry all the documents of my vehicle, the registration file, completely from the traffic police in Yambio and moved it to Juba. That is the frustration. And this happens to everyone. So there are logistical challenges that the government has and does not allow them to successfully implement some of these orders. So we should either amend the Constitution or amend the orders to conform with the provisions of the Constitution.